is Voice of Korea.
This is Voice of Korea.
Transmission from Pyongyang, the capital of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
Now welcome to Voice of Korea. Now here is what you hear in this transmission. Here's the news. The news is followed by an account. History and truth are bound to be clarified at any time. And then we present the short instrument of the Session 5, the Association for the Restoration of the Fatherland, of Chapter 12, to hasten the liberation of the country from the reminiscences of the great labor president from mid-century. And then we present an account, Answer of Korea. After that we present an account, Principle of a Revolutionary Reflected on a Korean. Finally we present an account, the percent traitor who sold off the Indo-Korean relations to outside forces and arranged some songs between the programs. Now here's the news. The great leader Kim Jong-il received a gift from the delegation of the Lao People's Revolutionary Party on a visit to the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. The gift for leader Kim Jong-il was handed to Kim Jong-il, department director of the Central Committee of the Workers' Party of Korea, by head of the delegation, Bumpeng Simani, member of the secretariat of the Central Committee of the Lao People's Revolutionary Party and chairman of its organization committee on Wednesday.
The news of the revolutionary activities of the great leader Kim Jong-il was reported in different countries between the 21st and the 24th. The news of his field guidance to the Harmon University of Chemical Engineering was reported by the Chinese Xinhua News Agency, International Radio and Hong Kong Phoenix Satellite Television. The Voice of Russia reports the news of Kim Jong-il's field guidance to the Dongfeng Mission Complex and the Lao News Agency and Internet Magazine of the Cominform Information Service of Finland, the news of its field guidance to Jeonnam County, Hanun University of Chemical Engineering and different sectors of Hefan City. Meanwhile, the Brazilian newspaper Ora do Povo and the Nepalese newspaper Alpan recently featured respected Kim Jong-un's unofficial visit to the People's Republic of China along with photographs.
A delegation of officials of the General Association of Korean Residents in Japan made bouquets at the foot of the bronze statue of the great leader President Kim Il-sung on Manzhu Hill in Pyongyang and paid homage to him on the 24th. that day, the delegation led by Ji Hong-yi, Deputy Department Director of the Central Standing Committee of the General Association, arrived in Kenyan by air for a visit to socialist homeland.
Officials and workers of the light industry factories across Korea are making a general drive to improve the people's standard of living with burning hatred and militant spirit. The Western police smashed the reckless war measures of the US imperialists and the South Korean trainers. Different light industry factories, including the Kaesong and Garment Factory, the Gangyeong Knitting Mill, the Mangpo Spin Mill, and the Chuncheon Textile Mill, carried out their first half-year plans more than 1 month ahead of schedule.
The light comedy, Echoes Mountain, Kim Il-sung Prize Worth Laureate, was performed at the Provincial Art Theater in Sadiwon City, North Hanyang Province, drawing large attendance in the 25th. The 5th-day performance was enjoyed by officials of party, government, and administrative and economic institutions, and working people of different sections in the province. The performance gripped the hearts of the audience by giving a vivid of the devoted struggle and fruitful life of agricultural workers in a mountain area who have turned out to increase grain production and build up the sumptuous countryside as a beautiful paradise for to live in, took the party's policy on agriculture. The performance of the light comedy, Acres Mountain, continues.
Will mercilessly frustrate and most targeted countermeasures of the traders. Important notice of the general staff of the Korean People's Army. After tweet of him and back declared a total confrontation of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea as a state policy in a so-called statement to the people on May the 24th, the top level vessels of the puppet ministries of national defense, unification and foreign affairs and trade started to put into practice their made up scenario of confrontation with compatriots. Such movement of the traders is a total abrogation of the historic 25th of the Joint Declaration and its action program, October the 1st, the Declaration, the Common Gains of the Nation, and an extra large crime that plunged the North South relations into a state of war. The General Staff of the Korean People's Army solemnly notifies that our revolutionary armed forces implement practically important measures as the South Korean traders began to make a clumsy fire of total confrontation against the DPRK. 1. We will totally cancel all the measures to provide a military guarantee our army is bound to ensure as regards the North-South cooperation and exchanges. For the present, we'll start examining the closure of the military communications and liaison offices on the east and west coasts and total interception of the overland passage concerned with the Kaesong Industrial Zone and others. 2. As for the anti-DPRK psychological warfare the South Korean puppet military attempt to resume, we'll make ruthless counteractions on all fronts as the commander of the central sector of the front of our army already warned to the enemy. 3. We'll completely nullify the agreements between both sides trying to prevent accidental clashes on the West Sea of Korea. In this connection, we'll use the international maritime VHF mobile radio and immediately cut off the communication lines laid for emergency. 4. Any intrusion into the maritime demarcation line of the north side on the West Sea of Korea will be followed by a prompt fiscal blow. 5. They'll not permit the purchase of warships, planes, and other traffic routes of the South Korean traders through the waters, air, and land. They'll strictly prohibit the traders, including the puppet authorities, to enter the boundaries of our republic. 7. As long as the South Korean traders continue to intercept the inspection team of our National Defense Commission, the truth behind the conspiratorial plot in Shurat will be dug up to the bottom. The above mentioned measures are the primary counteractions of our revolutionary armed forces in response to a faceless anti-DPRK confrontation movement of the South Korean traders, confrontation fanatics, and sycophantic traders. The South Korean traders will keenly fear what a dear price they should pay for the consequences of their complete abrogation of the June 15th Joint Declaration and the October 4th Declaration. Pyongyang, May the 27th, stretch of 99 or 2010. Cha Sang-bo, Vice Chairman of the General Association of Koreans in China, made a public press statement on the 23rd in denunciation of the traitorous Lee Myung-bak Group's reckless rumors against the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. The statement said, Lee Myung-bak and the traitors fabricate the symptoms of the worship together with outside force and now kick up a frantic racket of confrontation against the DKK, crying for punishment, retaliation, and sanctions. The statement fully supported the statement of a spokesman for the National Defense Commission of the DKK, which condemned the sinking of the warship Chunan as a brazenly conspiratorial plot fabricated by the puppets from A to Z. It stressed that Lee Myung-bak and other traders reaching the case for sinister purpose for confrontation with compatriots and for provocation of the war against America will never escape a stern judgment of history and nation. Meanwhile, the Federation of Korean Communists in China and the United Confederation of Koreans in Burmese region of the Russian Federation made a couple of statements on the 20th and the 23rd respectively in support of the statement of a spokesman for the National Defense Commission of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
According to the South Korean Internet Radio, Voice of People, Lee Sung-in, representative of a Daishin Technological Company of South Korea, exposed the absurdity of the results of investigation fabricated by the public authorities by linking the symptom of worship of the Pop's navy to the DPRK. He maintained that the worship Sunan sank as it was filled with water after striking against the rock, disapproving the story about NASA's torpedo attack of the joint investigation team. He stressed, there was no explosion, but as it was announced as an explosion by a torpedo attack 2 months after the case, the results cannot become true. Especially, it was necessary for the joint investigation team to announce the names and careers of the experts involved in the investigation. Announcing the results of investigation into such an important issue was their right, Lee Sung-in reported. On the 24th, members of different civic and public organizations in South Korea said there are only doubts about the results of investigation of the authorities and demanded the public authorities open the materials concerned the public at an early date.
The South Korean puppet One Minute came to conduct provocative war exercises in succession on the West Sea of Korea. The second fleet of the puppet Navy announced that they would conduct an anti-submarine mobile exercise in the waters around the Gyeongnyeolbi Islands off the Taehan Peninsula of South Chulcheon Province on the 27th. The War Hawks announced that they would conduct the exercise in an actual war atmosphere to sink a mock submarine with naval guns and anti-submarine bombs and the mobilization of 10 different warships, including a destroyer and anti-submarine patrol team. They also scheme to conduct the largest ever-scale anti-submarine joint military exercise in league with U.S. naval force of nuclear aircraft flotilla scale in the waters of Pyeongtaek in June. On the other hand, the puppet Wilmer Rose are said to be examining a plan for a larger-scale field mobile exercise to air with a new species on the scale of the 10-stage joint military exercise. Pursuing a reckless attempt for war on the North, traitor Lee Myung-bak and Skye have increased the atmosphere of confrontation against the DKK to the extreme with the sinking of the warship Chunan as an occasion and persist in the frantic military provocations driving the situation to the brink of explosion.
The French group of the study of the future and Sungun idea made public a statement in the 20s, denouncing the South Korean public for their results of investigation into the sinking of the warship Chunan. The statement reports the preposterous results of investigation of the South Korean authorities, asserting that the warship Sunan was sunken by a torpedo attack of the DPRK. In fact, the recent results of investigation announced by the South Korean authorities are a complete conspiratorial farce and a charade orchestrated by the U.S. imperialists and their puppet South Korean authorities. The statement disclosed that the evidences produced by the South Korean puppet at the time of the announcement of the results of investigation into the sinking of the warship Sunan were unreasonable and unacceptable lies. This statement fully supports the statement of a spokesman for the National Defense Commission of the DPRK that totally rejected the preposterous results of investigation of the South Korean puppets right away. Meanwhile, the All India Indo-Korean Friendship Association issued a statement on the 24th in support of the statement of a spokesman for the National Defense Commission of the DPRK.
The statement of the spokesman for the National Defense Commission of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea was reported between the 20th and the 23rd by the Chinese People's Daily and Liberation Army Daily, the Cuban Consulate News Agency and newspaper Granma, the Myanmar News Agency, the Singaporean Television, the Indonesian Antara News Agency, the newspaper Republika, Jakarta Post and Metro Television, the Uruguayan newspaper La Juventud, a news agency network of the non-aligned movement.
The news that the Minister of the People's Armed Forces of the National Defense Commission of the DPRK sent a message to the far side as regards the treacherous leading by groups of abuser to accept an inspection group of the National Defense Commission was reported on the 22nd and the 23rd by the Chinese Xinhua News Agency, Liaoning Daily, Shenyun Daily, and internet homepage, Northeast Network, the Russian Red Cross, the Cuban Grenfell Latin News Agency, and the Japanese Daily News, Fuji Press, Tokyo Shimbun, and Asahi Shimbun.
The Chinese Xinhua News Agency on the 25th reported the act on the military commentator of the DPRK, disclosing the truth behind the story about the hit attack by the North, picked up by the South Korean renamed. A meeting of the coordinators of the International Solidarity Council for the Liquidation of the Past of Japan was held in Hong Kong, China on the 15th and the 16th. Present at the meeting were delegations and delegates of the organization demanding the liquidation of the past of Japan from China, Japan, and different other countries and regions, including the delegation of the DPRK Major Committee for the issues of combat women for the old Japanese army and the victims of forcible trafficking. The meeting discussed issues from conducting powerful solidarity activities to further increase international public opinion, demanding the total settlement of the past immoral crimes of the Japanese imperialists this year, marking the 65th anniversary of the defeat of the Japanese imperialism and the continuation of the fabrication of the illegal Korea-Japan annexation treaties. The meeting discussed the issue of Japan declaring the month of international joint action, demanding the liquidation of the past of Japan between July the 15th and August the 15th, and conducting positive actions during the period, arousing concern and opinion of the international community for the liquidation of the past immoral crimes of Japan, and strongly demanding the Japanese government take practical measures for the liquidation of the past. Since the end of the news, read by Kim Hyun-un and Chung Chul, this is the Voice of Korea. Dear listeners, this time we introduce the main contents of the article of military commentator carried in the Daily Dodongsin on May the 26th under title, Comment on the Truth Behind the Story About Today's Attack by the North. History and truth are bound to be clarified at any time. The article cited facts to prove that the story about the North's torpedo attack is a whopping lie picked up by the group of traders to weather their crisis in a bid to kick up North wind, and that the investigation into the cause of the sinking of the warship was not conducted on a scientific basis, but unilaterally done to serve their purpose, and it was not objective, but was based on bias and arbitrariness. The article asserted that the story about the nuclear torpedo attack floated by the group of traders on May the 20th is sheer fabrication picked up by them in an effort to deliberately link the case with the DPRK from the day the warship sinking occurred. A small amount of powder ingredients, alloy fragments, and 1.5 meter long rear part of torpedo, that is number one written in the writing style of the North, and a variety of other definite material essences, which the joint investigation team produced so far under manipulation of the group of traders, only arouse strong doubts and such evidences are sheer nonsense from A to Z, the article asserted. The article went on, during the investigation made by a civilian military joint investigation team and an international joint investigation team to prove that the warship turn was sunken, the group of traders employed all concerned means, persistently brushing aside various conjectures and opinions, withdrawing the purpose of the scenario worked out by them and subtle and blackmailing people. The story about the Moffat's involvement in the case started in a quiet way, was hyped up to be the Moffat's direct involvement, and even the Moffat's tepid attack in the direction of linking the fulfilling of the worship to us. In the meantime, evidences which may refute our involvement in the case were hidden one after another, or were strictly excluded from the objects of investigation. Typical of them is a gas turbine, main evidence proving the cause of the sinking of the warship. The puppets are working with bloodshot eyes to paint a story about North Wind, defying scientific evidences and objective procedures. After cooking up such mean and clownish charade, in a bit of tide over the present crisis, warning that the TPK will react to retaliation with stronger retaliation and punishment with indiscriminate punishment of its own style, the actual stress. All facts prove that the story about the Moffat's torpedo attack is indeed a full anti-TPK farce orchestrated by the group of traders to harm and stifle fellow countrymen and an undisguised lust for confrontation in a bid to realize their despicable ambition and black-hearted intention. Their brazen issue force is an extra-large heinous crime to be recorded in the history of intercontinental relations, as it is an open negation and total rejection of the June 15th era of reunification. The Armenian people of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea are sharply watching the movements of the group of traders, a safety stifle for fellow countrymen, while linking the cause of the sinking of the warship with a TPK and keeping themselves ready to take decisive counter action. If the South Korean puppets show any sign of the slightest provocation, political, military, and economic against the TPK, backed by the U.S. imperialists, we immediately react to them by just tactics of wiping them out one by one, eliminate all rubbish of the nation from the Korean Peninsula, and build on it rich and powerful reunified Korea where all Koreans enjoy prosperity. We'll never deal with South Korea as long as we remain the group of traders steeped in the morbid hostility toward the deep and root the moral of its bone, say in the Blue House. History and truth are bound to be clarified at any time, and Christians will not be able to escape the stern judgment of justice regardless of the statute of limitations. We've just introduced the main contents of the article of media commentators in the Daily Rhythm's New on May 26th on the title, Comment on the Truth Behind the Story About Torpedo Attack by the Law. This is the Voice of Korea. Dear listeners, now is the time for the great leader, President Kim Il-sung's reminiscence of the over century. Today we bring you the fourth installment of Section 5, the Association for the Restoration of the Fatherland. Of Chapter 5, to hasten the liberation of the country. During that time, I became a teacher to Rhythm Bell. Rhythm Bell was the girl clusters. One thing goes, meeting heads, parting heads. It is not easy to say goodbye. However, he cannot allow an elderly man to go any further along the long and dangerous road, which is likely to involve continuous battles with the enemy. Before leaving Nihonzen, I advised Rhythm that it was right to go by canoe. Instead of replying, he arranged the inside of his coat with a taking out a sheet of paper, folded into four, and handed it to me. It was an application for a enrollment written in a mixture of Korean and Chinese. Even the sudden rising of the sun in the west could not have surprised us as much as the time. How on earth can you follow us at your age? Don't worry about that. Under the command of Wu and Li Sunxian, there are a number of soldiers who are 1.5 times older than me. So you have no reason to reject my request because of my speech. I'll take care of your wife and children for no doubt and pleasure to correct you in the bad use of Finland.
According to
one thing,
for a certain if you cannot go on to scale to exit.
Furthermore, you're now telling me to go back home when I have already left it owing to my desire to devote myself to the great cause of national salvation. Now, you have embarked on the liberation struggle for the country. No one else could take care of your ailing mother and your younger brother, could they?
Whatever I thought, I could not persuade the tobacco power.
I yielded.
To commemorate this investment, I gave him the pistol I treasured for 2 years.
When we had decided to enlist him, Beating Gate exactly explained what that made him decide to remain at our side instead of throwing the kill. Do you know what ailed me by your side, General?
In actual fact,
first of all, your ennobling cause.
Secondly, your patriot trousers and the cry of war
filled something from Pepper and Nihonjin. I thought a lot when I saw your visit without a moment's hesitation. Either should victim or take care of them.
It is not as easy as it seems to take care of one's subordinate
and shoulder responsibility for their destiny, regardless of one's own danger. I have met all the eminent bigwigs, but I pay in comparison with you. On the whole, I decided to remain here because I have discovered the true master of the Korean Revolution, the German master and leader who shoulders all the responsibilities of Korea's destiny. You, General, keep clear of armchair arguments and empty theories and tapes. That is merit to know. Allow you to persuade a ruler scholar like me. Is your decision motivated by a third reason? Why not, of course? Your creative and practical way of thinking and your firm belief in the victory of the revolution. One day during a break on the march, Tobacco Pipe and I exchanged our views on the National United Front. He expressed his opinion that although France, Spain, and China could form a popular front by merging political parties and organizations, thanks to parties like the Communist Party, the Socialist Party, and the Nationalist Party, as well as labor movement organizations, our country could not do the same, because we had virtually no political parties and local organizations. I gave him 2 small balls and told him to roll them at one. I myself rolled a small snowball on the snow and made it as large as the snowball he had measured. I said, well now, we made 1 ball by merging 2 political parties. I have made 1 larger than yours by rolling a small ball. Do you claim even now that the realization of the United Front is only possible when there are political parties? Gazing fixedly at a small ball in my hand, as if to were looking into a magic glass, reading that not to confront. Really, that is a profound question. However, a small ball is a small ball, and a political party is a political party, isn't it? To our great surprise, however, many natural phenomena we have experienced conform to social phenomena as far as principles are concerned. I told him in detail about the United Front policy we had consistently adhered to since our days in Turin, and about experience accumulated by a new generation of young communists in rallying anti-Japanese political forces from all areas of society. I said, a united front is not only formed by merging political parties and organizations. If the family of political parties and organizations becomes absolute, it resembles dormant. They can easily form a united front if you are backed by the masses and leadership workers. I believe in the truth that we should rally people, be they 10 or 100, using the identity of their purposes and aspirations as a criterion. With all in mind, we have been promoting the United Front movement for a long time now. It is not, Rosenberg said.
Governor really so clever and laughed rather. After explaining why he
was known by ourselves, Tobacco Pipe added, by wars, by the Germans. I have found a task to dedicate the concluding years of my life to. In the final analysis, I have discovered the worth of my existence. It can be said that one is happy when one feels useful in this world. Now I am such a happy man. What kind of task have you found to make you feel happy? My task resembles the one performed by Louis David, who followed Napoleon. I am going to transfer to my diary more David transport his pictures. Not to his achievements of Napoleon's army, but rather those of the Korean People's Revolution in the army. Reading they kept his diary every day as he had planned. There was not a single day when he did not keep his diary, although there were occasions when he skipped his meals once or twice and came to meet for several days. And so last month, he carried out a session as a narrator of the history of the Korean People's Revolutionary Army. After his enlistment, he worked as a civil poet at the headquarters and later on as the chief editor of the Marble Annual. And overlooked the situation for the restoration of the parliament, and was also in charge of the printing office. He had collected so many statements and photographs that the secretary to make it somewhere, having collected that to be assigned, and about 10 letters containing documents, as well as many of Russian instruments. One day, Francis advised him to erect the pectorals in order for their face to be hugged, but more severely recorded by him. Well, certainly these documents are like the bills of the men from them, although you are a commander, it does enjoy a sleeping judgment. These packages constitute a treasure which cannot be expounded even for the lives of 10 or 100 people like me. Although you are a recommended commander by rank, you are tantamount to a private before these packages. Do you know how the national treasure is formed? From their own, the collectors immediately attach the transport body. They didn't dare say anything superfluous, no matter how many packages tobacco pipe held. If the many documents, diaries, and photos here the recorded, collected, and kept had not been lost, they would indeed amount to the two national treasures, just as tobacco pipe had asserted. Instrument of Section 5, the Association for the Restoration of the Fatherland, of Chapter 12, to hasten the liberation of the country, from the great leader, President Kim Il-sung's reminiscences with the century. This is the Voice of Korea. Now, here an account, Answer of Korea. Puppet trainers are acting rashly, groundlessly slandering the Democratic People's Republic of Korea as well as the case of thinking of the warship Chunan. They are slandering in the authoritative headquarters of our revolution without any material evidence, describing as if the warship Chunan had sunk due to a torpedo attack of the DKK. It is nothing but the preposterous charade of those ignorant of the great Sunland commander Kim Jong-il. Kim Jong-il is a man of strongest conscience and common brilliant Sunland commander recognized by the world. The world is taking on both his courage and pluck. In the new century too, as in the last century, the U.S. imperialists persisted in their tenacious moves to isolate and suffocate the DPRK while inciting confrontation with the DPRK. Whenever they were offended, they had applied sanctions and kick of a racket of war, extremely elevating the situation. The revolutionary armed forces of Korea, inspired by the firmware of leader Kim Jong-il, took the toughest measures in the life and death struggle of confrontation at the crossroads of becoming slaves, obedient to the war of remaining dignified independent guardsmen. Our revolutionary armed forces will answer the challenge of the U.S. imperialist aggressors with a missile sonority attack. The aggressors will face the miserable end.
Sanctions means rule and war does not know mercy.
In a solemn statement and press statement representing the dignity of future Korea, the world assures the courage and pluck of leader Kim Jong-un. Same was the case with 2003, when the government of the DPRK made a decision on withdrawing from the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty to cope with the vicious offensives of the U.S. imperialists to suffocate it with nukes. Foreign dispatches refute the pluck and courage of leader Kim Jong-un, saying, "The United States is completely killed, and Korea is a country and not to be challenged carelessly," and expressed surprise and admiration at Korea. "And we will not lose the chance, but leave the root cause of the war on the Korean Peninsula and accomplish the historic cause of national reunification." This was the answer of Korea. The world is keenly feeling once again the courage and strength of the brilliant Kremlin's commander, shown on the day in the statement of a spokesman from the National Defense Commission of the DPRK, dated May the 20th. "It is an invariable firm rule of Korea that answer the retaliation with stronger retaliation and the punishment with an indiscriminate punishment." The world will clearly see what a dear price the clumsy conspiratorial farce and fraud of the South Korean produce to suffocate a federal countryman or pay. The answer of Korea is resolute, and nothing can impair the dignity of Korea. The brilliant Kremlin commander Kim Jong-un is crafty in judgment, resolute in determination, and ruthless in strike. Strong is the confidence of the Korean army and people by the Supreme Commander Kim Jong-un. The Korean army and people will answer any punishment and retaliation of the South Korean traitors and any sanctions infringing upon our state interests with strong measures, including an all-out war. That was an account from the title, "Answer of Korea." This is the Voice of Korea.
Notification account under the title, "First of the Revolution Day, was lost by Napoleon." Returns under warm sunshine in springtime grass, now come with few minutes ago. The sun, growing green tree on the hill, is then appears in the air, loudly across the land of Korea, gripping the hearts of all the army and the people. The sun lightens the full principle of the Revolution Day to the invariable appearance and the spirit of the evergreen pine tree and fading evening snow and frost. The song is written by the indomitable revolutionary fighter Kim Jong-un, the grandfather of the great leader Kim Jong-il, in 1918. Kim Jong-un devoted his whole life to the sacred struggle for independence to liberate the country occupied by the Japanese authorities. He found out comrades to share his ideas and purpose on the arduous road of the revolution and rallied them one by one in the sacred struggle for independence. He wrote his memoirs exposed to genuine song, rousing humiliated working people to the anti-Japanese struggle. When he was arrested by the Japanese in China while fighting after founding the Korean National Association, an underground anti-Japanese revolutionary organization, Kim Jong-un condemned the enemy and did not spend his revolutionary principle. The pains and trials in prison were indescribable. All his brutalities only increased his hatred for the enemy Japanese imperialists and his fighting spirit. we are not the only person behind bars. The whole country has turned into a prison of the chefs. All the Koreans should break this prison and fight for independence and freedom. This urban appeal was a declaration of peace. Those who were in prison, he did not stop struggle even a moment. He actively guided the activities of the comrades outside as well as those in prison and fought for the rule of the proletarian revolution in prison. Kim Jong-sik often said to his comrades, "We are suffering severe trials now, but this is like a small snowstorm at the beginning of winter. Severe cold will come now, and in order to overcome the impending winter, we must go among the people and rally them." The independent spirit and indomitable fighting will of Kim Jong-sik will never yield to anything, and his novel revolutionary personality gives great strength and courage to the revolutionaries and brightens the future of the people to them. After release from prison, he rolled the green, green pine tree on Nam Hill, reflecting its own face, moving to a new theater of struggle without having time to restore his weak body. Independence, my life will be worthless. Even though I return to pieces, I will be unwilling while restoring the country. My brothers, wait me. If I fall down while fighting, my sons will go on fighting. When the spring of independence comes to the land of the Philippine Brewery, Koreans cry out, "Long live independence." The poem, "Long Pine Tree on Nam Hill," represented the ardent love of Kim Jong-sik for the country and nation, is very hatred for the enemy, and is full resolve to bring a new string of independence to a land of golden tapestry through an unyielding struggle, generation after generation, even if the body might be torn to pieces. The great will of Kim Jong-sik for national liberation was realized by his son, Kim Il-sung. See the blood enthusiasm from the struggle, President Kim Il-sung liberated Korea and built a social in this room. The patriotic tradition of the Manwanda family is being permanently born by the great leader Kim Jong-il's son. We now present a new solo and chorus. Fellow countrymen, rise up.
Oh,
Korean puppets are kicking up a smear campaign against the Democratic People's Republic of Korea after the announcement of the results of investigation into the setting of their worship and bringing the inter-Korean relations to the worst crisis. This time we presently come under the title, The Cosmetic Traitor to Send Off the Inter-Korean Relations to Outside Forces. As you know, the South Korean puppet traitor Lee Myung-bak frequently called on his U.S. minister and did all the harm to the inter-Korean relations in a little more than 2 years after he took power. Owing to such a treacherous and sycophantic confrontation racket, the North-South relations have been completely destroyed and the disasters of a war are hovering over the Korean nation. Actually, from 2008, after his assumption of office, the traitor called on his U.S. minister and cried about somebody's nuclear issue, human rights issue, and the like. Not content with it, he spat malicious remarks that when the North changes, it is possible to bring earlier peace and the unification of the Korean Peninsula. During his trip to the United States in June 2009, he called for a strategic alliance in the 21st century and the establishment of comprehensive strategic alliance and threatened his minister, saying, no matter how much the importance of diplomatic policy to the United States may be emphasized, it is not excessive. Lee told the United States in September 2009, he said no sign is found anywhere that the DPRK is willing to dismantle nuke. He cried that not only the nuclear issue, but also the issues on weapons of mass destruction and human rights should be discussed. While visiting the United States in April this year, he heartily supported his minister's nuclear cluster review that officially proclaimed the strategy of preemptive nuclear attack on the DPRK. In April and July 2009, the puppet traitor met his ministers in the United Kingdom, Poland, and different other countries, and blurred that a tough attitude should be shown for nuclear ambition of the North, and that pressure should be applied through the United Nations. The South Korean puppet unhesitatingly participated in the mass destruction weapons proliferation security initiatives, and a scheme to establish missile defense system, which the past successive regimes did not dare, and thus drove the inter-Korean relations to a more serious rupture. We tried to name the DPRC terror sponsor again, and kicked our most vicious racket of sanctions with the backing of their minister, describing the peaceful man-made satellite launch of the DPRC as a missile launch. The present conservative rulers of South Korea are calling for restoring the South Korean-US alliance, hoping on controlling the speed of South-North relations. It clearly shows that they are the most notorious traitors to send off the inter-Korean relations to outside forces. Being such a sycophantic traitors, they are driving the inter-Korean relations to complete destruction and bringing dark clouds of war by groundlessly making the recent sinking of the warship Chunan with the DPRK. The intentional and deliberate provocation of the South Korean puppet traitors is no more than a last kick to defeat the communist death crisis and win an easy victory in the forthcoming elections of their communist bodies. The South Korean puppets, who reduced South Korea to subordinate and victim of the U.S. aggressive war policy, will face a stern punishment of the Korean nation and the international community. Suggested in the account under the title, this is Voice of Korea. Now we will read the music. Let's set fire on the enemy street. Thank you. service that Voice of Korea from the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Voice of Korea presents its English language service for Europe between 13 and 14 hours UTC, between 15 and 16 hours UTC, between 18 and 19 hours UTC, and between 21 and 22 hours UTC, on 15,750 kHz and 15,245 kHz. For North America, between 13 and 14 hours UTC, and between 13 and 16 hours UTC, on 9,345 kHz and 11,705. And from Northeast Asia, between 1 and 2 hours UTC, and between 3 and 4 hours UTC, on 7,200 kHz, 9,345 kHz, and 9,740 kHz. Goodbye, this is Kim Yang.